Hello and welcome to this week's Choosing Happy podcast. It's episode 61, and in this episode I take a look at your choices around choosing happy, around looking at failures or successes, lessons or triumphs. All this and more in this week's Choosing Happy podcast. Hello and welcome to the Choosing Happy podcast. I'm Heather Masters and this is episode 61, and it's going to be a short episode, but it's a fantastic exercise. I think we're in unique times at the moment, and one of the things that I'm doing is creating a resource stack so that when things go wrong in my life or I feel a little bit down, I have resources that I can look back on, that I can maybe read something that I've done or an exercise I can do to help me move forward. And today is one of those exercises. It's actually two exercises. One I've really covered a bit before, but I think it's really a fantastic exercise and one that deserves repeating. If you haven't listen to it on the podcast before as well, it'll kind of be the first time, and it's a really, really good exercise to have in your resources box, especially as things are a little bit crazy in the world and are probably likely to get a little bit crazier. And on that point, I'm a coach. I'm a life coach, a business coach. I've spent many, many years working with mindset, with spirituality, with intuition, with neurology, with understanding your unconscious mind. And I'm only putting it out there because I think we're about to go through some rough and surprising times. And if anyone would like a one-off session just because, you know, they're struggling, then please do email me or click on the link that's in the show notes for the one-off coaching sessions. I really do realise that things are going to get a bit wild, and I think part of my purpose of being here right now is to help others through it, especially if you are unaware of all of the threads that lead to where we are at the moment. So, having said that, let's get on with this episode. I have been working through some additional marketing, and this is an exercise that came up from a Ray Edwards course that I've been doing. And I just think it is such a fabulous exercise that we could all do with doing. The idea is to take a sheet of paper, and on that one page of paper, go through the whole of your life and list down your mistakes, your failures, where the most terrible things that have happened to you, your kind of darkest times, and just list them all down. If it takes more than one piece of paper, turn it over, but take the time to really reflect and go through and list out all of those things that you kind of maybe bring up as a story of why you can't do something, or something that shaped your life. And maybe it's been a dark time, a dark period in your life, and things have gone wrong. So take the time to do that. Give yourself 15, 20 minutes and list as much as you can. And then once you've done that, take another page, another clean sheet of paper, and list out everything that has been fabulous in your life. Every success, every celebration, every real good moment where you've just felt absolutely wonderful, that things have gone really well, that some things that you have achieved that you never thought you would achieve. List out all of those achievements, good moments, celebrations. And take 15 to 20 minutes to go through your whole life and do that from childhood all the way through to now. And once you've done that, just have a look at both of those sheets of paper. You have one page of a story that's dark and has all of your struggles on, and you have another page where you've triumphed, where you've celebrated, where you've overcome and achieved. And it's up to you to choose every day which one of those you're going to focus on, which one is true for you. Pretty much like choosing happy. You know, the idea of the podcast is that we do have a choice. There are moments where we're naturally human, we react rather than respond, we get thrown into the moments emotionally. And we have a choice to come out of that, to step back and become the observer, allow the negative emotions to flow through us rather than attaching to them and holding on to them and letting them impact our now moment and our future. It's like forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is about forgiving someone so that you can move on, so that you're releasing all of the anger and the resentment that's eating you up inside. That isn't really affecting that other person. It's about freeing you. And it's about forgiving. It doesn't mean you condone what happened. It doesn't mean that if you forgive, you have to spend that time with that person again. That's not what it's about, but it's about moving on. It's about releasing all of the negative, revengeful anger that you have around that situation or that person. And the same thing is with happiness. We have a choice how we respond to events in our lives, and we can choose whether we take lessons, whether we can take the attitude that the universe is working for us, that the creator is working for us. So if something hasn't worked out how we had hoped, then we have the choice to look and say, well, what am I learning here? Is there something better for me? What am I not seeing yet? And letting go of any expectation, any attachment, and just allowing the lesson to come forward. Quite often that lesson will come forward and we'll see that what we thought was for us wasn't actually for us. It wasn't the best outcome. There was a bigger plan that we don't know about. And I think one of the things, especially for me, that I'm choosing is to get used to living with the unknown. I love a plan. I love to know what's happening. I love to control as much as I can my future. Yet in doing that, I often limit my options, my opportunities. I put the blinkers on because I can only see the ways that I am aware of, when the universe can produce miracles and so much more. In the coming weeks, I think there are going to be a few shake-ups around the world, and being able to step back, being able to be the observer, being able to control our emotions rather than allowing our emotions to control us will make such a difference. And letting go of fear. A lot of what's happening around the world can catch us in fear, can hold us in fear. And where fear is, love can't exist. And it's about working with things like heart math solution to get into your heart, to sit in love, to know that everything is perfect, no matter how imperfect it looks outside of us. And I'm not saying that any of this is easy. It's practice. And I personally believe it's a practice that really needs embracing now on this planet as we go forward. The more of us that tune into love, the bigger the change will be affected around the world. And everyone, every person that tunes in and decides to live from that love, from that approach of do no harm, of respecting nature, of raising your vibration and your consciousness, every person has a huge impact on the collective, in my opinion. And as I say, it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel everything. It's okay to have a down moment. And it's okay to be vulnerable. Sometimes there's strength in vulnerability, but there's a difference between vulnerability and wallowing. There's a difference between acknowledging that, okay, you may not have the answer in this moment and you may have made a mistake, but isn't a mistake a lesson? And that's different from sitting in your victim mindset and thinking that this has all been done to you. I think it's a huge time, a huge opportunity to really step into truth and to take responsibility for ourselves as we move forward. And as I say, I know that my biggest struggle is with my very chattery mind and my very chattery negativity sometimes, and being able to rein that in and to choose whether I focus on that life is working for me and what's the lesson, or this is all bad and it's all, you know, nothing's working out. And as life becomes more challenging, I think we're being challenged to step into focusing on that positive side. And that's what the next exercise is about. That when you have what you think is a problem, or when you're approaching an opportunity or a choice, to write an A list, and on that A list is all the reasons you shouldn't choose that option. All the reasons that something is a problem, that something won't work out. And then once you've exhausted that list and you have all of those things there, and for me it's really easy to do the A list, then do the B list, which is all the reasons you wanted to do it in the first place, all the why you can do it, why it will work out, how you can create solutions, all of the resources you have that make this the perfect choice for you, and list that as your B list. And your A list is your ego and victim mentality. Your B list is your greatness, your knowing, your power beyond the egoic mind. And then it's up to you. You can choose where to put your focus. You can choose what your actions are, your next step, based on which side you choose, the A list or the B list. One of the things that I'm learning, and as I say, this is something I struggle with because I like to control, I like to know what's happening, is that you only ever need to know the next step, the next smallest step. It might seem small, but it can be a huge, impactful step for your life and for reaching that next solution. And there are times where doing nothing works as well. And you know, it's about tuning into your intuition, into your gut, and realizing that you have the answer when you need to know the answer. it's the sitting with the tension, as William White Cloud says. It's sitting with that creative tension, knowing that you're creating something and not seeing it yet, but sitting in that space of knowing it's going to show up, and it's going to show up at the right time. And that's something you don't particularly have control over. I hope this has been helpful today. As I say, it's a shorter one, but it doesn't mean it's any less powerful. And I really believe these exercises are very, very helpful. And the A and B list in particular, you can apply to relationships. You can apply to whether you're buying a car, whether you're going on a course, if you're feeling fearful about a job and you're putting in all of the excuses about why you can't get this job, so you don't even apply. And I think that's one of the real important things that I notice in myself, and I notice with others around me, is that when an opportunity presents itself, it's easy to come up with that A list of all of the reasons that this opportunity won't work, or all of the reasons you can't do something. And just taking that 5 minutes to say, okay, I'm coming up with all of these reasons and write it down, that's my A list. And now let's have a look at the B list. Let's look at all of the reasons I can do it. It will work. It's right for me. Then tuning in with your intuition and choosing that first action, depending on which choice you go with. So I do hope this is helpful. As I say, I'm available for coaching. I do have a special offer this week alone for Q2 strategy session. So if you're in business or you're just wanting to plan Q2 and you want some help in getting some clarity, cutting down on the overwhelm and really getting focused and getting results this year, the link is in the show notes. Just click on the link and book a session with me, but it's only available this week. Have an amazing week, and thank you for listening today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it or think it would be valuable to others, please do share. And if you really enjoyed it, please leave me a review. It really helps the podcast. All of the links are in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Choosing Happy podcast.